Hill with a good cut, and he is loose inside the 40, inside the 35, steps out of a tackle, and Tyreek Hill is gone all the way to the end zone for a Kansas City touchdown.
A Christmas night loss has the Broncos looking toward 2017. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, it was a must-win game. How tough was the loss there in Kansas City?
It was tough. I mean, I think that, you know, for us to go out there, we knew it was going to be a tough place to play. The playoff hopes were, you know, in line there, and so we didn't play well enough. And I think it's disappointing, you know, really when you tie those into the previous 3 or 4 weeks where we just haven't played well. We've lost a turnover battle every week and had opportunities, even though we gave up a ton of yards in that first quarter and really the first half. We were still in the football game at 21-10 at halftime. And, you know, I think you keep hoping that we're at some point in time we were going to answer the bell, and we weren't able to get it done.
When you look back at the entire season, in your eyes, what was the biggest thing missing on this team?
You know, it's hard to say. I think it changes week in and week out. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, went our way, especially early. And then all of a sudden when those things don't go your way, you got to be able to make up for those things when the ball doesn't bounce your way. And we just, you know, we never answered that bell. And so I think that's what makes it tough. You turn, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we turned the football over, you know, too many times and didn't take it away enough. And, you know, I think as Gary said yesterday, we played a different style game this year because we got ahead of people last year, and we didn't do that this year. We didn't start well. We didn't start fast enough offensively or defensively this whole year. And so those are type of things that, you know, once the season's over, we'll start that evaluation process, look at the big picture and try to get some answers and then fix them.
Well, when we come back here on LA Access, we'll look at two of those guys. You'll be evaluating Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, Trevor Siemian's going to get the start against Oakland, and then Paxton Lynch will get some playing time. What do you want to see from them to close out the year?
Well, you know, you'd like to see them take steps. I think, you know, Trevor deserves the start. He's been our starter the whole year, and he deserves the start. And I think, you know, it gives us the opportunity to get Paxton in there and get him some playing time, and because he's a young guy that needs that valuable experience, and with the way the situation is, this is a good time for us to get him. And so, you know, we'll see them both, and, you know, hopefully with that combination, we can get a win and do some good things offensively.
Heading into the offseason, I know you'll want to tackle this thing head on. What's first on your list?
Well, we're going to evaluate this year. I think that's the first thing, is to look back and try to figure out, you know, what went wrong and you know, figure out a way to fix that, and then, you know, go through the evaluation of all our players and you know, then eventually get to the combine and get to free agency and then the draft and try to improve. So, you know, I know it's a disappointing year. Every year ends in a disappointment, except for one team like last year when we were the team that it didn't end in disappointment. So you go back, try to find those answers, and hopefully we can get them answered.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Our last Elway Access of the year. Thanks for a good show this season.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. Well, for John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.